Vice President Joe Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan weren't the only ones trying to sway voters last night. The auditorium at Skyline High School was filled with flyers, buttons, even t-shirts to try and influence some of the hundreds of voters who showed up to hear more about incorporation. On one side are the pro-incorporation folks like Jeff Silverstrini.
Incorporation offers protection against annexations and keeping our tax base and keeping our viability.
Annexations was one of the evening's biggest talking points. Silverstrini says if Mill Creek chooses not to become a city, it's likely portions of the township will be annexed into other cities, thus creating problems for Mill Creek in the future.
When cities annex, they normally take more revenue-generating properties than properties that they have to serve by providing services. The problem that we're concerned about with annexations is we will lose tax base and we will lose our viability, which we have now.
Roger Dudley, a strong opponent of incorporation, disagrees with Silverstrini, telling the audience those comments are nothing but a scare tactic.
If a citizen group within the township says, well, maybe we would like to start an annexation petition, that is their right. They have to go through a long, laborious process. It's very expensive and it's very cumbersome, but I'm certainly not going to deny a group of citizens their right to join with another city if that's what they choose to do.
Ultimately, voters will have to decide. And for many, like Jill Percival, that choice is still up in the air.
Still have no decision. Still going to do some more reading and studying, learning more about the annexation that they've talked about.
Danetta Simmons also wants more time to study before casting her vote next month.
They gave us a .com address that we could go to, and I intend to go into that and look at it some more, because I want an educated vote when I vote.
Mill Creek is home to approximately 63,000 residents. If voters choose incorporation, it would become Utah's 10th largest city. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.